Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm going to be your host today. I've got a great guest in store for you, Phil Newton. And Phil is the founder of Unhustle, the art of doing less while earning more. That's Phil's message. He wants to introduce a better way of doing things rather than grinding all day, every day. Phil went from one extreme to another. He used to work 14-hour days, made himself sick, and feared a relapse of his Crohn's disease just to find his next client. Currently, he works under an hour per day with a predictable process to find, filter, and sort clients, delivering a world-class experience. Now he's teaching others how to do unhustle and work smarter. It's my pleasure to welcome Phil to our show.
Belinda, thanks very much for having me. It sounds like you made me sound better than what I actually thought it was.
Well, that is the best thing that we can always, we need to sound good, right?
Yeah. Oh, halfway through, I was thinking, who is this person? I'd like to meet him.
There you go. Well, Phil, why don't you take us down a little journey here and fill in some of the gaps of your bio. Just introduce us. Tell us a little bit more about you and then about your journey and how you got where you are today.
Well, I'm an Aquarius. Oh, not that road. From a business perspective, it really overlays into the life because the lifestyle that I want dictates the business and the business dictates the lifestyle. As you know, you rightly said that in the introduction, health is a major concern for me. I've got Crohn's disease. Thankfully, it's mild. But it was because of a near-death experience, and I had a priest stand over me and offer me the last rites. You know, it really was death's door situation. And I had to think to myself, you know, something's got to change here, you know. And it wasn't that like I wanted to work less. I physically couldn't. So I had those initial restrictions placed on me at first in my recovery. I had to keep the lights on, I had to put food on the table and do all the things. So I had to really condense down what most people would be doing in a very stereotypical 9 to 5 or you know, 40-ish or more hour work week. I had to condense that down to something realistic. So that experience dictates the way that I view things and operate business and life. You know, as you might have gathered in our little banter before that we clicked record, I like to have a laugh and a joke. And wherever possible, I'll find the funny thing just because, you know, life is short. And, you know, sometimes you realize that sooner than others. So I like to enjoy myself whenever I'm doing anything. I don't want to spend all day grinding in the traditional sense. And I realized that there was just a different way of doing it. And that really is the broad stroke overview of, you know, where I am and my philosophy on life and business. I'm not sure if I answered your question there. We got off the beaten track quite quickly, didn't we?
Oh, that's okay. So you tell us a little bit about yourself. So you live in the UK.
Yes, live in the UK. Liverpool, home of the Beatles. I like to, you know, as the name suggests with the Unhustled business, I'd like to live that lifestyle. It's not just a gimmicky name. It's I'll typically enjoy, you know, relaxing, going to the gym. I like to, you know, try and keep healthy. Obviously, that's, you know, a big focus for me. I like to read, go for long strolls where the weather's nice, read a good book, find a coffee shop, and then think about doing a little business. So, you know, relaxing is a big part of me. That's the way that I like to do things. And that's really the, you know, really what I'd like to try and give to the world, because again, just to be a little bit selfish and talk about me for a little bit longer, you know, that kind of freedom allowed me to look after my parents in their kind of later life, you know, the last 5 years of their lives, you know, that, you know, getting old and every bump in the road you kind of feel at that age. You know, I was able to go and spend time with them every, you know, literally every day, you know, go and spend 2 or 3 hours with them and, you know, do the dutiful something is what it started out being. Go down, see them, make sure that they still remember who they are and, you know, that all the clothes are on the right way. And it suddenly became, you know, I'm not there because I have to be. I'm there because I want to be. And they became my two of my best friends. And, you know, if you could wish somebody on something, you know, something on somebody, it would be that freedom to do whatever you want and spend time with the people that you love. And that for me is a really big part of, again, the way that I live, the way that I do business. And that's the freedom that I want to, you know, get people to realize with the message that we have with Unhustled.
Good. Well, that's amazing. And I love you sharing that it was started out as a duty, but then in doing it, the joy that you found in it. And I think that oftentimes people don't allow them to get to that point. They stay in that place of duty or a have to. But if they really immerse themselves in, you know, that situation, and so many of us are in that season of our life where we're challenged with our parents aging and all the things that come with that. If we could take the time to enjoy that instead of
just treasure the moments,
it could be a different experience altogether. So often it's our perspective, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it did, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, my dad broke his hip. That's kind of how it started, which looking back on it, that's pretty serious for a 70-year-old man.
Right.
But he turned out fine, but it just means that, you know, when you put aside that dutiful son experience and you start to treasure the moments, like it was time that, you know, I can honestly look back and say I've got no regrets. I spent some wonderful years with both my parents and got to know them in a way that went beyond, you know, parent, son. They were two of my best friends, you know, by the time they passed. And, you know, if you could have that experience, that depth of a relationship with anyone that you wanted to, again, it doesn't have to be a parent, you know, it could be children, it could be a best friend, you know, whatever your situation is. But just to have the freedom of choice to do that, that's how I want to live my life. The freedom of choice to do what we want to do. And if you want to read a book for a couple of hours every day, then go. If you want to sit on a beach, if that's your thing. If you want to, you know, if the idea of grinding all day is your thing and you want to do it, as long as you don't have to do it, that's the key element to being Unhustled, as far as I'm concerned.
Great. Well, share with us a couple of skill sets that you think you have that have helped in the overall contribution to your success.
I think the key element is that's an interesting question. Where do you start with that one? You could answer that in a million different ways. I think just doing something, anything, being in motion. Like most people, I have and do frequently suffer from procrastination. It's not something that you either have or you don't have. We all experience it at various degrees and extremes from time to time. But I think the single thing that has contributed to that success is do something that will contribute towards the business bottom line. Don't fill your time with filler jobs. Again, you don't need to be tweeting 10,000 times a day or on the social media. You know, if you don't enjoy doing it, don't do it. But just do something, one thing every day that contributes towards the business or your life for that matter. And if you just focus on that one thing and spend, you know, 30 or 60 minutes doing it, you'd be very surprised at how much growth that you experience both in life and in business just by having that one thing. That what's the single task today? Focus on that, get that done, and the day is won straight away. Because I mean, you and I both know, I mean, everyone has a to-do list, we've all got them, but I think what people do is they have this giant to-do list and it's a never-ending to-do list. So the mindset when they go to check something off it is, I've got 1,000 things on my to-do list. And in the mind, I've got to get them all done today. It's kind of the mindset. I mean, realistically, you know you can't do it. But if you just select one thing, that's the only thing to, or, you know, and if you've got time to do two or three other things, then do those two or three things in the one day. And, you know, if you just spend an hour just focusing on one thing at a time, it suddenly becomes very easy to start checking all the things off the to-do list, but not trying to get them all done today. Does that kind of resonate? Does that ring true?
Absolutely.
I always kind of... Because I think that's the single thing that has contributed. Because I give myself 3 30-minute sprints. I want to be done in 60 to 90 minutes every day. And if I can be done in 30 minutes, you know, if I'm in just pure maintenance mode, I can do everything I need to do in 20 to 30 minutes every day. And there's no fluff, there's no filler. I'm not tweeting. I'm not spending hours and hours writing blog content. It's just literally, this is the thing that's going to produce results for me today. That's the only thing I'm going to focus on. But think about 3 30-minute sprints, and you're like, what's the single task in that 30 minutes that you can do or get done? Just focus on that one thing.
Very good. I teach a very, very similar program in helping people to take an hour in their day and to make the absolute most of it, but really breaking that down to four.
I think it's quite surprising sometimes when you just give yourself that time restriction. Now, it doesn't have to be 30 minutes. It could be 60, you know, whatever the time restriction is. I think when you put that restriction on.
Well, I think the shorter, the better in some ways, because I do this for 15 minutes and it's like anybody can do anything for 15 minutes. I think it helps with the procrastination too. So I love your 3 30-minute sprints because it's about focus. It's about getting in. It's about getting the one thing done. It's about finding the one thing that is going to contribute today, not tomorrow or next year or whenever, but today. What could make a difference for me today?
I think just do it as well. It's again, I know it sounds cliche, but it's get it done today. Don't worry too much about the quality because you can fix it tomorrow. I mean, some of my best promotions are I do a lot of email stuff because it's, you can do it once and, you know, you can have conversations with thousands of people. I know it's not the sexy thing, but you know, everyone wants to talk about social media or whatever thing, but you know, email still works. Yeah. But you know, some of the best promotions I've done is, you know, tappity tappity tappity. It's taken me 5 minutes. I've had a shower thought. I've typed out an email. You know, if anyone's interested, hit reply. Let me know. And you click send. You know, it's not even spell check. The grammar's horrible. I mean, I can barely speak English, so typing it is a struggle for me. It's just click send, and no one's judging you on the grammar and the spelling and the correct sentence and the structure. I generally write how I speak. There's a lot of slang. There's a little bit of tomfoolery. I kind of give myself, you know, like actors stage notes. I give myself little stage notes in my emails. Like I tell people when I'm rolling my eyes, you know, and just silly little things. And some of the weirdest promotions have been barely any thoughts, click send, and everyone's loved it. And it's just so surprising sometimes when you send out that rough diamonds, you know, is anyone interested? If you're interested, let me know. You know, always be making some type of offer. But the most polished sales scripts that I've tried, that I have spent hours crafting and thinking about the pros and all the things that might go into a well-crafted sales message, they flopped. And it's just such a contradictory experience sometimes. And this really hit home when I started doing very regular, you know, daily promotions and just tell a little story about my life and, you know, just be that personable, approachable, realistic person and you push it out today. You can fix it tomorrow. And it's surprising how much you get, you know, coming back to this time thing, you know, it's surprising how much you get done when you've got that attitude. Not again, business aside from it, but with life, just do little things. You know, if you've got one big task to be done, break it down into small pieces and, you know, do 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there. And I mean, for example, I mean, I wanted to kind of get fit and get back to the gym because I neglected my health for a while again. And, you know, I started off, well, while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil for a cup of tea, I'll do 5 push-ups or 5 sit-ups. And I just started really small and spent 2 minutes every time the kettle boils getting my health together. And suddenly you get reasonably fit where, okay, I'm into this routine of doing something a few times a day. Let's push all that into a 30 or 60 minute window and just go to the gym, go for a quick run, you know, and just have more of a routine around what you're doing. But you don't have to, I suppose, to be another little bit cliche, you don't have to run the marathon on day one. You're going to break it down into, you know, you start off with a mile, then you'll try 2 miles and you build up to 3 miles. You know, you do small sprints to build up to the marathon experience. And it's the same thing, whether it's life, personal or business, it's the same experience. You break it down into its component parts.
Very good. So share with us an accomplishment that you're extremely grateful for, or proud of, or whatever that looks like. It's meaningful.
I think right now, if you'd asked me this maybe last month, I would have given a very different answer. I think that the thing that I'm proudest of is you know, I could talk about business accolades. I've been very fortunate to be very successful. You know, I've had the hedge fund, I've done all the rest of it. You know, finance was in my primary business. But I think the thing that I'm most proud of is helping other people see their potential. And again, I would imagine if you'd asked me the same question next month, maybe I've evolved and I've grown as a person. Hopefully I've grown as a person. Maybe I'll give a different answer. But I think right now I'm very happy to have helped, have recently helped several people kind of get through, you know, some personal block or some business block. And it's just nice to be able to help someone see that they're worth more, they're valued more in a way that perhaps other people don't. So yeah, I think I'm pretty. I'm thinking about a guy actually that strangely enough works in my local coffee shop. And he's got aspirations to buy his own business, but he wants to start his own business. And you know, just had chance over a period of weeks and months, and he's just had this little breakthrough moment where he's like, oh, I see what you were talking about now. And he really wanted to, you know, he's really into the service industry. He's a really nice guy, and you know, he wants to start his own restaurant. I said, why do you want to start your own business? He said, could you? And he's having difficulty finding the right location, finance, all the rest of it. He's got kind of got all the pieces of the puzzle together, but he's not quite sure how to put all those pieces of the puzzle to create a picture. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yep.
But I said, well, why don't you find a business that's already working in an area? Why don't you buy a business so you know that it's working, you know it's operating, you don't have to fix it, you don't have to figure it out as you go along. I said, why don't you do that instead? And then all these problems of finding the fitters and the finance and all the rest of it, they're still going to be there, but they're not going to be there in the same way with starting a business because you've got an established business. And he'd never considered it. So, and you can do other things on top of it. And it's just putting a different perspective on it. And it's just shifting his mindset to a different viewpoint that he doesn't have to have it forever. He could have a chain of restaurants. It would help him learn the ropes of the business. And then he can start, you know, when the right location and the right and everything comes together for his passion project with this concept restaurant that he wants, you know, you wait patiently for the right moment and the right location, all the other elements that go into that. He just changed his perspective on, you know, how he can get his, you know, his dream business going. So that's what that was kind of like just nice to see. And you could just see it happen over a period of weeks as he just saw things in a different light.
Very good. So then polar opposite of that, share with us a challenge or something difficult that you faced. And then how did you work through that?
I think health's big on my mind. I think it's probably gathered. I've spoken a lot about it, so that was the big chance. Let me try and think of something else rather than just keep going. Oh, Phil's not. Phil, oh, we get it, Phil. You've got something that most people don't have. let me try and think of something else. Something like a challenge. You know what? I'm struggling because the way that my mind kind of works is I don't really see many things as a challenge. I've had the usual gauntlet of things to experience. You know, when I first started out, we had to think about business websites and challenges. It was, how do we do that was always the question I was trying to ask. So I've got to admit, without talking about my health, I am kind of struggling to find something that has been a recent challenge.
So let's talk about your health, though, because it's a big part of what you do. So you're faced with this situation, and for a lot of people, they get to a point and they say, oh, well, these are my limitations. I think that a lot of people, like in me, when I talk to people all the time, and they'll say, well, it's difficult for me to do because it's really hard for me to do that. I wish I could do that, but. And so you've gone on and taken that as an experience and really transformed your life and made your life work around the experience instead of creating limitations for yourself because of your experience.
How about a before and after experience? Didn't that might be more viable? Because BC, before Crohn's, I was the same as everyone else. I was average. Struggled at education, struggled to get the grades, the typical academics that people always strive for and measure some success. Career-wise, I was a below-average employee. You know, I was that guy that would walk around with a piece of paper to look busy. He did just enough to be okay at the job, but didn't do enough to be exceptional. If I could have been gotten rid of, you would have got rid of me. You know, it was that mediocre employee. That was me before the health situation. So I think what changed the perception that the challenge was changing my mindset. And it took and to be fair, I was on a path of self-discovery and trying to improve elements of my life. So I was looking for something. I just didn't know what I was looking for. The reality was it was inside, and it was just this change in reality, this change in perception. And for me, what I realized, no one's going to hand it to you, because I was the same as, oh, I can't do it because there's always some reason, some bullshit excuse that prevents you from overcoming whatever challenge or whatever obstacle that you currently experience. And instead of trying to figure out, oh, I can't do it because, or the other mindset, that the thing that I would do, or wish someone would just give me a break. That was kind of my mentality and my mindset, certainly from a business perspective. But the shift was to, no one's going to do it for me. If I want something, I'm going to have to get it myself. I'm going to have to overcome the challenges, no matter how difficult they are. So what I started doing is instead of saying to myself, I can't do it because, I would say, okay, you know, the glass is half empty type experience. The perception shifted from, okay, the glass is half full. What's the positive experience? And to keep my own sanity, because again, I do have a lot of challenges, the same challenges that everyone else has. But instead of approaching them from, I can't because, it's how can I overcome this because? And I think it's that change in perception that I approach every challenge that I have. It was why I was just struggling to kind of think of a challenge that I've overcome. Now I've kind of rambled around the subject. The biggest challenge that I've had to overcome recently was to let go and to start asking who can help me. Because up to this point, I've been, you know, because of these experiences and my own perhaps negative outlook and the early life and work experiences that I've had, it was more from a view of only me can do the thing that I'm good at. So the challenge that I'm thinking about is, I've recently partnered up, and I'm currently merging businesses at the moment, but I've recently partnered up rather than hire someone in to do things and little projects. But it's trying to figure out who could help me. And a lot of the times you're not the best person to do the thing that even you're supposed to be the expert at. Sometimes someone else can be better than you, and it's okay for someone else to be better. And it took, again, this mental shift to actually let that go and realize that maybe I should start looking for people that can help support me on my journey, so that we can be on the same mission to bring that time freedom and the freedom of choice to people in the world. And that is the, you know, it's also the challenge, but it's also the thing that I'm quite proud of at the moment from a business perspective, is I've had to let that go. Because of that, we're suddenly seeing quite large growth internally in the business, and it's just very nice to see. The best part is it's not increased my workloads, because everything that I go through has to go through that filter. Will it increase my time? There might be a temporary increase, and that's okay, because it'll go back to normal. But will it increase my workload? Because that's what I don't want to do, is have that, you know, selling time for money experience. So looking for someone who can help you rather than be the person to do the thing that you're trying to accomplish, that has been a big challenge that, again, and it's also, as you probably know, Belinda, it's all psychological. There's nothing practical about it. It's just having that fortitude to let go of the, you don't have to be the person to do the thing anymore. You know, find someone that is as good as you or competent, or maybe there's just someone out there that's better at that and they should be doing it.
Right. That's very, very wise advice. I think that is so true. And the other thing that I really loved that you shared, and I think it takes a lot of looking inside of yourself, but I think a lot of people, when you talk about, I was suddenly, you know, confronted with this situation, and so I chose, it was my mindset, I chose how to overcome that. But really, you've been able to look inside of yourself and say, it wasn't just the disease that it caused my mind shift, but I was that person before, which wasn't a really happy person regardless.
No.
So a lot of people can't or won't or don't choose to look at that. And so I really think that was so great. You really framed it so beautifully that you really weren't the person that you wanted to be. This situation caused you to look at life through a different perspective, which then helped you to become the person you wanted to be. And that really is incredible.
I think it's worth pointing out, Belinda, it's not easy.
No.
And you know, we've all experienced it, but it is truly not easy. I'm not going to, you know, dance around the subject. It was a difficult transition, and it's an ongoing thing. Because you know yourself, to try and be happy all the time, it takes effort. And sometimes it's just easier to be miserable. But when you get right down to it, the only thing that we are truly in control of is the way that we respond and react. And you are in control of that. So I think I would rather be a happy version of myself than a sad version of myself. So everything that I'm trying to do, again, work, life, just generally life, will it make me happy? I know that that's kind of like the title of your, you know, Work From Your Happy Place, but mm-hmm. it's so true. It's will this make me happy? I mean, I literally had an experience earlier today where the opposite was true. I was very quickly in a situation that was not making me happy. And again, from a business point of view, it was a new partnership that potentially had good prospects, good growth. And it would have been very lucrative, you know, multiple six figures was where we were starting at. And I turned that down because the person that I was involved with turned out to be not telling the truth to me. You know, he was saying he could do things and he wasn't following through. And I made a very quick decision when it became transparent that this is his personality trait. It's not an accident because, again, we all make mistakes.
Yep.
Me included. But it turned out that this situation, it was the way he was. And looking back on my experience over, you know, weeks, months and on and off years, this was the way he was. And that probably wasn't going to change. So I made a decision to dissolve the relationship very quickly earlier today because it wasn't going to make me happy. And some people might say, but Phil, you got rid of, you know, a very lucrative business deal, but it would have cost me more money in the long run, probably would have cost me more heartache. And at its extreme, it could cause a relapse for me. If it gets to the point where it's causing me serious stress, where I'm at the point where I can't dissolve that relationship because we're too entrenched with each other in the future, then that could make me ill. And I think being able to recognize those situations that aren't making you happy, you should get rid of them. You should cut them out. They are going to do you serious harm. Maybe not obvious today, but certainly next week, next month, next year, that's going to fester. You know, you want to cut that out of your business life. You want to cut it out of your personal life and, you know, start looking through that filter of, will it make me happy? Is this going to bring joy to my life? You know, you do that in big and small ways. And suddenly you'll start to see this mind shift change that we were just talking about. How do you go about doing it? You go about cutting out the things that are making you unhappy. You stop doing, why are you doing the things that make you unhappy? If you stop doing them, naturally you're going to start becoming more happier. You know, you become a better person for it. And when you're happy, you're great to be around, your relationships with people, personal and business start to become better. It's just a nicer experience.
That is so well put. And it's great advice for anyone. And that was going to be my next question. So we'll just reframe it a little bit, because that was such great advice for anyone in business, anyone in life, honestly, because it seems, I know for some people, it seems complicated. What was that?
Sorry, there was a bit of a lag there. Maybe that's worth pointing out. There's no work-life balance. There's not work and life. It's all life.
Right.
You might as well be happy in both of them. You know, I would rather have more life than work, you know, and you know that you can do the 60-minute, 90-minute work, or, you know, the part-time hours, full-time income. You can do it. You know, it might take a little bit of creativity on some people's behalf, but you can have the life that you want. You get to design it. You know, there's just so much opportunity now. I mean, compare it back to when we were starting out before the internet days. We'll just leave it there and not try and age ourselves. before the internet, you know, it was significantly more difficult to get something started by comparison to today. I mean, it was easy then because there was no alternative. But like, you could literally have an idea, test the idea, and be in business by the weekend. We're recording this on a Tuesday. You can have the idea, you can get started, and you could have your first customer effectively by the weekend if you so wished. It's not difficult by comparison to, you know, pre-internet days. So if you want to do something, you can do it without the major time investment that people normally associate with business. or any business for that matter.
Right.
But that will give you that freedom to enjoy life, to be happy, to do the things that you want to do.
Great. So why don't you, in closing, share some new and exciting things that you're working on and then tell our listeners how they can find you?
Well, we touched on it a little bit. We're actually merging with a company in Texas where we're, again, we're trying to get the message out to even more people. So we've got a big launch. If you went to the website now, it's at unhustled.com. It's like hustle with a D on the end and an un on the front. Unhustled. And essentially what we're trying to do is help people twofold. Firstly, stop selling the time for dollars. If you're already in business, we can help you free up your time and have a better life experience. And if you want to start something, if you want to get out the rat race, we've also got a program to help people to do just that, to have this part-time hours and essentially full-time income. That's what we're working on. We're looking at bringing that to the masses. That's what I'm really excited about at the moment. The project of unhustled.com is where we're at. If you want to contact me directly, I'm quite a happy, accessible person. You can contact me via email. It's phil@unhustled.com, Phil with one L. And if you've got any questions, comments, very happy to try and steer people off in the right direction. As you probably gather, Belinda, I'm a talker. So very happy to have a chat with anyone if they, you know, just want pointed in the right direction. I'm very open to do that. Because I remember when I started out, I mean, I, you know, we had to make it up as we went along. No one had figured it out back in the early days of the internet. And, you know, it's sometimes just nice to help people navigate their own waters and find their own path. And, you know, if you need help with that, very happy to do that. So that's where we're at, Unhustled. We've got a message to the masses to get people to work less and exit the rat race.
Well, it has been absolutely delightful chatting with you today, Phil. I've enjoyed our conversation so much. And I know you've brought a lot of really great gold nuggets and insightful perspective to our listeners that if they just take a couple of those little nuggets and apply them to their lives, I know that they're going to see an incredible difference. I made a couple of notes for myself. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Yeah, I think just, you know, look through the lens of will it make me happy? And you're not going to go too far wrong.
You know, that is so true. And it really, that's what I was going to say a little bit earlier. It simplifies everything. You just ask that question, does this make me happy? And for the most part, every single person can answer pretty quickly, yes or no.
Yeah. Is it a yes or it's a no?
I know, right?
No, don't do it. Why are you doing it? But yeah, I think that's a great filter and a great place to kind of just draw a line under this. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. But yeah, will it make you happy? Well, we're here. Hopefully it made me happy, made you happy. But yeah, it's wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.